Good afternoon and welcome to Jeff McNeil's pregame Zoom. Our first question this afternoon comes from Steve Gelbs.
Hey, Jeff, just what happened the other day as you were getting ready for the game? And initially, they said it's a tight back, and then yesterday diagnosed with the intercostal issue. So I was just wondering how you're feeling right now, what particularly is affected.
It happened, before the game the other night. I was getting loose in the cage and, I was taking my pregame BP and, felt something kind of tweaking my back a little bit. Wasn't major or anything. Took one more swing, just kind of felt it again. It wasn't anything major, but, I didn't want it to become, a bigger problem. So, went up, talked to the trainers, told them what was going on and, thought it was best to, shut it down and, get it looked at.
How are you feeling now, and are you going to be able to play tonight?
I'm feeling good. I'm unsure of availability. I need to go through all my pregame stuff, see how it feels, and see where we're at after that.
Next question comes from Mike Puma.
Hey Jeff, just looking at the injuries here the last few days, Cano, yourself. Rosario, I mean, how tough is it to overcome all of these at once?
It's tough. We had, most of our infield go down in a matter of, a few games or games, which is tough, but, we got some good depth and, good guys who are, taking the field and, hopefully, we can overcome this and, get back on the field soon.
In particular, you've gotten to see Jimenez, throughout camp and throughout the first couple of weeks there. What do you think of him as a player?
He's awesome. He's going to be a great player. As you guys have seen, his defense is, incredibly smooth. He's going to make every single play. And, he's a good, scrappy bat as well. He's going to put the ball in play. And he's going to make a lot of things happen for this team.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Tim Healy.
Hey, Jeff. Obviously, the season hasn't gone off to the start that you guys had hoped for, and I know this is sort of open-ended, but what can you guys do to turn things around?
I think some timely hitting. We've been struggling a little bit with running the scoring position. So I think we just need that big hit. We're not struggling to get guys on base, or I know our team average is I think it's up kind of near the top. We're getting on base. We're just not driving them in. So we just got to take, better at bats with runners in scoring position and, get that one or two big hits that we need.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Tim Britton.
Hey, Jeff, just wondering, have you been able to do anything in the last day or so since you first felt that tweak in your back? And if so, do you feel anything since then?
I've been able to. So I played catch yesterday. I just took light T swings. Just to, try to test it out a little bit. Everything's feeling pretty good. We're going to take it slow. I know that the day off tomorrow is really going to help. But I'm going to go through my pregame routine today, see how everything feels, and then we're going to go from there.
And then the other day you were slated to be in the outfield. How much had you worked out there this spring and summer camp, with the idea of playing in third base? Did you see much time in the outfield? And is that a transition at all if you go back to playing some there?
I've been taking live reads off the bat, and I always feel pretty comfortable in the outfield. So when you told me I was playing left, I was all for it. I'm like, let's do it. So I feel comfortable out there, and I feel comfortable kind of doing what I did last year, moving around the infield, second, third, and left. So I'm open for anything this team needs.
Cool. Thanks.
Next question comes from Disha Dozar.
Hey, Jeff, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but just with 20% of the season already over, what do you think has been the biggest difference for you guys as a team than the way you played in the second half last year? Whether that's kind of the clubhouse culture, the energy, or like you said, not getting the big hit.
I think we're bringing the energy every day. I think it's just, coming down to, getting that big hit. I know like last year we kind of went through, phases where our pitching was super good and our hitting wasn't, and our hitting was really great and our pitching wasn't. So I think we all just need to click at the, you know, the same time. And then we can go on a nice little run here.
Thanks.
Next question is from Justin Toscano.
Hey, Jeff, in terms of health and injuries, was the three-week ramp-up ever a concern, only having, you know, 3 weeks as opposed to a full spring training?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, we've played a lot of games in, you know, a short amount of time. I mean, we haven't had a day off yet. So, you know, the travel's been tough. So I think that's going to, you know, lead to some injuries as well. But, no, I wasn't really worried about the three-week. You know, ramp up period. I know everyone did a really good job of, you know, staying in shape, you know, while they're back at home. You know, that was one thing I made sure I made sure coming to camp is the best shape as possible. But, you know, it's been a long, you know, tough schedule so far. So, you know, hopefully we can get healthy soon and, you know, get back out on the field.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mike Vaccaro.
Hey, Jeff, I'm sure part of this goes without saying, but you watch you play for 5 minutes and you realize how intense you are, how serious you take this game. How frustrating is it then to have a tweak at this point in the season for you and to not be able to do anything in the games while you're trying to get yourself well?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, I was swinging about well, so it's, you know, tough to miss some games. But, you know, I'm kind of glad I caught it when I did. I'm glad it's something kind of that – I'm glad it happened in, you know, pregame BP instead of the game when I'm taking – you know, bigger swings and, you know, could possibly hurt it more. So, you know, I shut it down when I should have. And, you know, it's something, you know, very minor that hopefully isn't going to linger, you know, throughout the season.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Tim Healy.
Hey, Jeff. The Mets officially called it a low-grade strain. Is this something that in a normal year you'd go on the IL, knock it out, and maybe come back after the 10 days?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's very minor. You know, hopefully just, you know, getting it, you know, getting in the training room a little bit, getting it loose. It's in a few days, you know, it shouldn't be anything.
Got it. Thank you.
Jeff, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
All right. Thank you.
Members of the media, we'll see you at 3:30 for Luis Rojas.